Welcome to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Thursday night podcast. I'm John Crockett, joining me each week, Stevie Fizz. Steve, how are you doing, mate?
I'm a little bit sleep deprived, but I'm doing pretty good.
You excited about the footy starting tonight?
Yes, I'm excited, except for the fact that this is one of the most unexciting matches of the round.
Yes, it would be. I mean, but I am excited to see Sean Hampson go up against Cruz. I mean, come on, who isn't?
It's a battle of the Titans.
It'll be an epic battle. So today we're going to be talking a bit of news. We're going to have our captain's corners, some late pickups off your free agency, and just a look at some of our injured players of what to do if you want to buy, sell, or hold them. But before we do, if you'd like to hit us up on the social media, you can follow us on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or you can head over to Facebook, where we are facebook.com/ The Draft Doctors. Hit the like button there. We've got plenty of content dropping all the time. Now with the footies back, we'll be all over it, just giving our thoughts and whatnot. But Steve, I believe we have another review.
Yeah, we got another great iTunes review. You know, if you're enjoying the show, please subscribe on iTunes and head over and leave us a review, or just click the 5 stars. Really helps us out. This one comes in from A Pool. He says, honestly, there aren't any better AFL fantasy football podcasts. These guys really know their stuff. They go into detail and it's entertaining. Especially love the focus on draft football. Don't see any other pods focused on draft. So thank you, A Pool.
Thank you, A Pool. Keep the reviews coming. We certainly enjoy reading them and reading them out on the podcast. Getting straight into the news now. A bit of a mixed bag of emotions here. We got Jack Trengove to play his first game since 2014 in an intra-club match. Really happy about that. Really like the guy, and it's good to see him get back from his injury.
Yeah, of course. It's been a long road for the former number two pick. So yeah. Good stuff.
Yeah, and Daniel Rich for the Brisbane Lions has locked himself in Brisbane for the next 5 years, which we'll probably see him finish his career there. So good on him. And a bit of an interesting matchup this week, Steve, with Essendon and Gold Coast playing each other. Ryan Crowley, going to go up to Gaz and say hi and just see what he's been up to the last 12 to 18 months. I think pretty interesting. What do you reckon?
Yeah, I'm sure Gary's looking forward to seeing Ryan, and they can shake hands. And
maybe Crowley can give a few nipple cripples like he was doing back in the day.
Well, I don't know, man. I'm interested to see Crowley, actually.
Yeah. I've got him in my salary cap, I think, so should be pretty interesting. And now to the left side of the more dull side of the news, we've got Brad Hill out with a fractured wrist. So that's about 4 to 6 weeks, I think, there.
That's so another run of the mids from Hawthorn.
Yeah, so that's going to give someone like a Billy Hartung more of a go there in the midfield time, which I quite like, actually.
Yeah, it's great news for Billy Hartung and maybe even John O'Rourke.
Rock as well, yeah, that's right. I thought he was going to be in for Liam Shields, but I don't know, good for both of them in my book. Also, we got even more bad news if you're a Dane Beams owner. It looks like it's just come out that he's going to be out for half the season. So not good there if you're a Dane Beams owner.
Yeah, it's not great. You know, I drafted him in the Listener League. I accepted that there was a risk. I didn't think it was going to be that severe. It seemed like it was going to be about a month, so that's really bad news.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that a little bit later in our buy, sell, hold. Also, came out on SEN today, Jimmy Bartel was having a chat with the boys on Frank and Ox, and it seems they asked him the question, one more concussion, and do you reckon he'd be done? And he came out and said, it's more than likely. So, not good for Jimmy, well-respected in the footy community. We hope it doesn't come to that.
No, of course not. We hate seeing the concussions, but we do know, you know, all the evidence and the research is pointing that you just can't roll that dice anymore, man.
No, that's right. And it looks like even with that Justin Clark, he's contemplating retirement now as well. After getting severely concussed back in January, still feeling the effects of that. So it's no good with the concussions, but it's good to see they're paying attention to it now.
Yeah.
And good news, Dion Prestia, good to go for round one.
Very exciting. Very exciting.
Human meatball is going to be all over it, I think, on the weekend.
Yeah.
And just a couple of rookies, Callum Mills and Clayton Oliver will be making their debuts this weekend.
Yeah, and Shaki.
And Shaki, yes. So looking forward to that for the youngsters. All right, moving on into our into the meat and potatoes of the show.
Oh, we will say just quickly before we start, we're recording this before teams drop. It'll drop just after teams. So yes. If we get some things wrong, that's why.
Yep, but we will be hoping, because of these silly Thursday games, once the season goes back to regular, we'll be talking team talk and whatnot as well before Friday nights.
Yeah, yeah.
But starting off with our bit of a captain's corner of just who we like, maybe a bit different or just run-of-the-mill captains of who you can pick this week if you're the lucky owner of them. And for I'll be doing each week the home team, Steve the away, and this week we got one of my first captains is JPK for Sydney Swans. In his last five matches against Collingwood, he's averaged 101 in fantasy and 112 in Supercoach. So maybe not so much in fantasy, but definitely for Supercoach, a viable option there.
Yeah, well, you know, JPK is a great option. I'm going a bit obvious, you know, we're trying to give, you know, in draft, you don't always get those top guys.
No.
But unfortunately, my top guy is one of those top guys. It's Scott Pendlebury. Just crushes Sydney, just absolutely destroys them. Massive averages, 117 in his last six against Sydney in Dream Team, 133 in Supercoach. And the last 5 years he's played in round one, everything's over 100. Like, it's just...
That's ridiculous.
It's just unbelievable.
That's why he's one of probably a top five pick in just about everyone's league, I would imagine.
Yeah, but this is a team he really does a number on, and in round one he usually just comes out and knocks it out of the park straight away. So
if you don't think, sorry.
Yeah, just Scotty Pendlebury, lock it in.
Don't think Bucks playing him down in the back line is going to have too much of an effect on that?
Well, that's the thing. I'm sort of saying this is like, don't worry about it, because it's not like they're going to play him down back 80% of the time. They're sort of talking 20% of the time.
Okay.
He still gets his.
Yeah,
that's
true.
It's the SCG. It's not like it's 20 metres from the centre square to the back line.
that's true. It's not like a Subiaco type ground.
No.
Next one for me, and I'm actually, when I did the research on this, I'm quite happy because I actually own this guy in Supercoach League, is Robbie Gray. Loves to play against St Kilda. In his last five games against the Saints, he's averaged 111 in fantasy and 121 in Supercoach. That's an automatic lock for me, if you ask me.
Yeah, he's a really good option. I think this year we're seeing with the rotations cap, they're talking about players being versatile. Well, Robbie Gray's going to kill it if he's forward or midfield. So
yeah, absolutely. Great option. Yeah, and just going back over his overall averages in both forms of the game, it's only 88 in Dream Team and 96 in Supercoach against St Kilda. So last 5 years have been really good for him.
Yeah. Yeah, my second option is Callan Ward versus Melbourne. And we often think, Melbourne, Roosey has no idea how to coach, rolls about 17 taggers out each week along with five run-with rolls. But Callan Ward blows it up against Melbourne, rocking a 106 average in the last five games, Dream Team, 118 Supercoach against Melbourne, with 138 high in Dream Team and 158 high in Supercoach. So look, those are some great numbers. Callan Ward, he wouldn't have been a first-round pick, so if you're in the back end of the second... you know, he's someone you might have got, so he's a great option.
At the MCG, too. I thought that game might have been an Etihad, but that's all right. The next one for me, a bit of a no-brainer for most people, but this guy against the Hawks is absolutely electrifying. It's Paddy Dangerfield, a bit of a no-brainer, but his last five against the Hawks are 113 in Dream Team and 129 in Supercoach. Loves playing the Hawks, new team. Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter too much. Dangerfield's a star. He'll get plenty of the ball, I think.
Yeah, no worries there with Danger. My number three option is Jack Stephen from St Kilda.
Yep.
Playing against Port Adelaide. Has a pretty good record at the Adelaide Oval. Averages over 100 in both forms. Last five times he's played Port, 107 Dream Team, 113 Supercoach. I love Jack Stephen. He's back to his best last year. We've seen him go even higher than last year. So yep. I think he's a running machine. He's fit as a fiddle. He'll go out and absolutely brain it for me.
Yeah, I can see him being the Saints' number one midfielder this year.
No doubt.
Yeah. Next one for me, the boy with the golden locks, Matthew Prittis. Likes to play the Brisbane Lions with the last five, not so much in Dream Team, but his last five with a 92 average there, but a 111 in Supercoach. Value pick there with not much up on offer from the other West Coast players.
Yeah, well, Prittis is pretty safe.
Yeah.
My number four option, I don't really like... It's Nat Fyfe, right? And if you pick Nat Fyfe, you picked him to be your captain.
Of course.
Yeah, his record against the Bulldogs is a bit hit and miss.
Right.
95 average in Dream Team, 120 in Supercoach. So obviously for Supercoach, that's just fantastic.
Yep. But
he's got very low scores as well in that last four games. So it's 65 low, 76 low in Supercoach. But the highs... 146 high in Supercoach, 109 high in Dream Team. The thing is, yeah, if you drafted him, you drafted him to be a captain. I'm just saying this is a team that he's a great captain option, don't get me wrong, because the highs are so high. But this is a team he doesn't blow apart.
Well, he did last year, wouldn't he? They played him with the Etihad.
That's what I mean. His highs are so good.
Mm.
But this is a team he hasn't...
destroyed in the past.
Killed every time. So there's a little bit of risk. You know, I'd put him, like, you put him against another guy who's not on my top five is Sam Mitchell. Sam Mitchell's very consistent against the Cats.
We know
he's a super player. But those electric highs that Nat Fyfe gives you, especially in Supercoach, they're just not there with Sam Mitchell against the Cats.
Yeah. Another one for me, Joel Selwood. Absolute superstar of the game. Up against the Hawks, his last five have been 104 in Dream Team, 101 in Supercoach. But those scores have been muddled from last year where they played him twice and was injury affected. So overall, against the Hawks, he's averaged 113 in Supercoach, 106 in Dream Team. So not a problem there, especially with a Mitch Duncan and Dangerfield there to help him out.
My fifth option for the captains is going to raise eyebrows, Jono.
Eyebrow is ready and raised to be.
The last five times this particular player has played this opposition in Melbourne, averaging 140 in Dream Team with a high of 171. In Supercoach over the last five, averaging 145. With a high of 199. I'm talking about Stevie J.
Stevie J, the man.
Now,
wouldn't have picked that one.
I don't think anyone. I mean,
you would really. Toddy Goldstein.
Toddy Goldstein. Well, I'm staying away from Toddy Goldstein, but they're at home this week.
Yeah, but he's. Yeah. Adelaide's played him last year, round one.
But this is the thing, like Stevie J, if you're low on captain options, maybe you've got a couple injuries and you have to throw out a player who can bust out a big score, Stevie J's carved Melbourne up in the past. There's no Jeremy Cameron there for GWS. This guy is going to be
playing forward. The pocket.
He's going to be playing forward. He's going to be a massive option. He's going to get into the midfield. If you're behind against your opponent, he might be a guy you could roll the dice on.
Yeah, absolutely. Loves the MCG too, so... It's going to be the Stevie J show, I think, on Saturday afternoon.
And it looks like, from the preseason, it looks like he's over those niggles a little bit. I don't know. He just looks a bit better this year than last.
Yeah, he seems refreshed, rejuvenated. He only played about half a football and, you know, already scored 20 goals in the NAB Challenge.
Also, round one, his last 2 years, he played Hawthorn last year, 131 in Supercoach, 92 Dream Team the year before. Over 110 in both games.
Lock it in if you're looking to roll the dice, I would say.
That's a big roll of dice. Is there anyone you're staying away from, though, Jono?
Ablett, I think. I don't know. There's something about it.
Against Essendon?
Yeah, I don't know.
That'd be a bold call, my man.
Bold call and Goldstein, them two. There's something in the back of my head saying don't pick him as captain this week. I don't know. Call
interesting.
It foresight or premonitions or something. It's just alarm bells are ringing.
If Ablett comes out and scores 200, then we're going to talk about this on Monday.
Yeah, that's fine.
And speaking of Monday, Dave Mundy is a guy I'm steering clear of. Horrible record against the Bulldogs.
Yes, I was looking at that today just for my own amusement, and yes, very, very horrible.
Yeah, you know, I know he's the captain, I know Bunnell's out, but just the figures don't back it up, you know, captaining him. So I'd look for another option.
And also, if you're looking, if you've got one of those elite ruckmen in, say, a Steph Martin, Nat Nui, Goldie, Jacobs, they're all playing against each other this week, so...
I know. What's up with that?
Mind blown. So just be aware that, you know, Martin's playing Nat Nui, Jacobs and Goldstein.
Gorn and Mumford?
Gorn and Mumford. So six elite ruckmen there. Going to share points. If you want a nice flyer, go to Zach Clark. He's playing no one.
Yeah, we know the Bulldogs have... I mean, they might throw Libra in the ruck.
Why not? I mean, we did it with Lin Jong last year against Sandy, so
yeah.
Can't be any worse.
So, yeah, but if you have, like, we know this is the thing about draft. We know we don't all have the same teams. We know teams are built differently. Often you're tossing up between guys like, you know, Jack Stephen or Rory Sloane. Just hit us up on Twitter, man. We'll get straight back to you.
Yeah, absolutely. We're glued to, our asses will be glued to the seats watching football this week.
Yeah.
Moving on now, we're just going to have a look at a few late pickups you can get there in the free agency that have caught our eye that might be able to boost you to a round one win. I'm going to start off with Tory Dixon from the Western Bulldogs, shock face. Last year against Frio, he actually kicked 7 goals against them in a high-scoring match. So, bit of a dull rice... What am I trying to say? Roll of the dice.
You got the best words, Jono.
Yes, I speak English good. just if you can do it again, maybe, maybe not, but he kicked over 50 goals last year, so can't see why he can't do it again.
He's a Deadeye Dixon.
Yes, he is.
Whoa.
Nice. Not bad.
Yeah, no, so if like we know there's a lot of injuries in the forward line. There's a few guys I'm looking at. I like... Joe Schultz is probably going to be available on the waiver. They're playing St Kilda. We expect them to go okay. Dan Menzel, if he gets named, we don't know. 53%.
Charlie Dixon averages 94 in Supercoach and 78 in Dream Team against the Saints. Pretty good option if you're playing Supercoach as a streamer. If he plays, I'm not sure. I was recording this before the teams have dropped, but still a good little option there, especially with the troubles in St Kilda's defence.
Yeah, I'd even throw Ty Vickery's only owned by 38% of teams, but we know Marich is out, so Hampson's going to be in the ruck. Vickery's probably going to split duties with him, and I expect Richmond to beat Carlton, so we might even snag a couple goals. He might be it's just a flyer. If you're hung up for an injury, you know, there you go.
Do you want to actually explain what a flyer might be for those who don't know the term, Steve?
A flyer or a streamer?
Or a streamer.
Both. Well, a streamer, if you know, often in when you play a draft, you know, because there's so much value going elsewhere, you might have skipped over your fifth forward. So you've got, you know, a really low-end guy like a Jay Schultz, for instance. So you generally can add drop players who average around that each week, and you play the best guy based on matchup. Let's say this week you might roll out whoever the second key forward is against Essendon from the Gold Coast, or you might roll out your Jay Schultz against
St Kilda
because they're heavily favoured, or someone from, you know, a Josh Hill, I don't know, just from West Coast because you think he might get on the end of a few. That's the sort of thing we're talking about with a streamer. It's just an interchangeable player who's not going to average great over the year, but based on the matchup.
And that one game could get it done for you.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So I personally like Jay Schultz against St Kilda. Other people might go, hey, it's a key forward. That totally sucks. Whatever. Yeah, that's how it is.
Hey, they get it done occasionally.
Yeah. But we see it all the time, Jono. Like, and it's bit, like, it's not such much a thing in Ultimate Footy because you're generally playing with a deeper bench.
Yep.
But if you're playing Supercoach Draft... AFL Fantasy Draft Elite. You've got shorter benches. Streaming's a viable option. You can't carry injured guys. You've got to be able to play that waiver. So you might even be able to find like a Tomahawk on there when they're playing the right team, Travis Cloak when they're playing the right team, and that's gravy.
Absolutely. And I know you and I both did it last year just to get us those extra points and that extra win that helped you make to the finals.
Yeah, that you play Tomahawk the right week, it could be an extra 50, 60 points over your other guys.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Another forward that you might look at is Adam Cooney. Loves to play against the Gold Coast.
I try not to look at Adam Cooney because of his head.
That red head and pale skin. Delicious. averages 95 in both formats against the Gold Coast. I know the Bombers are going to be pretty crap this year, but I think he's still got something left to produce a decent score and don't see him playing too much time forward either.
Well, the ball's not going to be down there, so why would he be down there?
Exactly right. I can see him sitting on the wing or in the guts as well, which he did do over the NAB Challenge.
He's a classy player. I mean,
he's a Brownlow medalist.
We've got to give him his due. I know he's slowed down, but...
No, he's still got it.
I don't know. Yeah, he might, but the rest of the team might totally suck.
Yeah, that is true.
Yeah. Yeah, I look for Jay Schultz this week. That's my stream of the week, if you want to call it something.
Yep.
Who do you like in defense, Jono?
I'd pick no defenders because mine are all awesome. I couldn't really pick one this week.
But what about the people?
Yeah, I couldn't.
The people need help.
I couldn't find any. What have you got?
Well, I found
$100 of mids. That's what I went.
Okay, well, I found Zach Tui's only owned by 50% of people in Ultimate Footy.
That's interesting.
He's an option.
Yep.
We know Zach Tui's capable of belting out high scores.
Yep.
You know, this is for guys struggling for players. Ryan Harwood, owned by 29% of people. We don't know if he's going to get in. But he's had 2 years ago, he had very good averages. So when he gets on the park, he can score well.
Yeah, he's been down with the injury, so disposal
efficiency is not the greatest, but...
Taylor Adams-esque, is it, or...?
It's not good. It's not good. And actually, a guy I have in my own in the listener league is Nathan Wilson's only owned by 30% of teams in Ultimate Footy, so he's probably going to be there in your Supercoach League as well.
And he's definitely in our league because I had a look at him today.
Yeah, and he's only owned by 30% of teams. I really like him. I really think his ownership should be higher because I think he's a really good lottery ticket. Rather than choose someone who totally sucks like, I don't know. Well, you know who I mean. There's guys who just totally suck.
Yeah.
That's a player to me that has a lot of upside.
Yep. For me, and we spoke about him earlier, Billy Hartung, now that Hill and Shields are out, he's an elite runner, plenty of opportunity there for him. You can see him scoring quite well in the next few weeks.
Yeah, I have Billy Hartung on my list as well. He's in 52% of teams on Ultimate Footy.
Okay.
I also put down Jacob Townsend from Richmond. We know he's playing tonight.
Yep.
Looks to be a bit of an enforcer. Only in 42% of teams, so he's another lottery ticket guy that if you need some cover, maybe you know, you're not happy with the guy on your bench, you could drop him and get Jacob Townsend. He might roll out some 85s for you at least.
Yeah, like he's a great tackler and he'll be there protecting Koch and a few of the other guns there, so can't see why he can't get those 80, 85 scores.
Yeah, and also Ryan Crowley, only in 22% of teams. I don't know what he's going to do, but he's off the chain probably.
I think he's got to play on the ball. They can't afford him to be tagging on, I don't think.
Well, he's going to be on the ball, but yeah, if he's freed up, who knows what he could do.
He's such a good player anyway. Like, he might be a dick tagger, but
he scores goals, man.
Yeah, that's right. For me, I spoke about him earlier as well. No Sanderlands this week. Zach Clark. Likes playing against the Doggies with a 95 average in Supercoach, 90 in Dream Team. I don't know if Jonathan Griffin's playing as the teams haven't dropped, but if it's just him on his own, get on him, stream him. He will score good, I reckon, especially against the Bulldogs, who are going to have Lin Jong rucking.
Man, the Bulldogs. Man, what are you guys doing?
I have no idea.
This was an issue at the start, and I told you, and you're like, we got Tom Campbell. We got this guy. We got it. You got nothing.
We got nothing.
Yeah, no, I had Zach Clark on my list as well. 47% of teams on Ultimate Footy. It's interesting comparing the Ultimate Footy percentages compared to what other leagues will be, because we know in Ultimate Footy, you're generally carrying an emergency in each position. So
yeah,
most teams have two rucks. So in the other leagues, like your Supercoach and Elite, even in Ultimate Footy, if you choose the options, you're not carrying two rucks. So yeah, there might even be better guys like a Zach Smith or a Tom Nichols who are playing Essendon, whatever. But these are the three guys with low percentages on Ultimate Footy. So also John Griffin, like you mentioned, 29% owned.
Okay.
We don't know who's getting named.
No.
I'd presume it.
But you presume Griffin and Clark would be going in.
Well, at least one of them's going in.
I think Clark is that number one ruckman under Sanderlands.
And number two. The other option is Phillips. He's already been named. He's only in 9% of teams. Least you know he's starting ruck.
Keen to see how he goes this week.
But not a lot of love for him, I'd hope.
No.
He had a better option, to be honest.
And if you're looking for just that run-of-the-mill seventh midfielder, I've got Daniel Pearce, 84 Supercoach average and 81 Dream Team against the Dogs. Could be some better options out there, but seems to be okay for me if you're looking for that mid-seven.
Well, I don't have his percentages down because I didn't write it. But
it wouldn't be much because he's still in a lot of... and in our listener league, he's still on the waivers and also in our Supercoach one. So don't think too many people will be picking him up.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
You got anyone else there, Steve?
No, that's all. That's all for my late week pickups. If you're struggling for someone, that's all I got.
Yep. And on our Monday show, we will go a bit more in depth for your waiver wire pickups once the games are played. I'm sure there's going to be a few bolters and sliders out there, so we're going to go in depth about that on Monday.
Of course, it's going to change. That's probably both the shows are important because, you know, we're talking captains and laid outs and, well, usually laid outs, but the waivers, man, that's really where you can distance yourself from your league mates.
That's right. And just on that Vickery before, there was concern about his the concussion that he sustained while over in Fremantle, but the VFL team were playing in all three emergencies in the Richmond game were playing in the VFL, so Vickery looks likely to be lining up.
Well, that's good.
Yes. Okay, moving on, we're going to just have a chat about these gun players that are injured and just see whether you want to buy, sell, or hold them. First cab off the rank, Dave Swallow. If you're playing in a 10-man league or less and you've got him, I'd say get rid of him.
I'd ask why the hell you drafted him.
Yeah,
are you drunk?
Some people did, and they were not drunk.
Yeah, issues.
Yeah, for keeper and dynasty, yeah, definitely worth holding on to him, I would think. You had the stats there, Steve, for what he started off with being drafted?
He was 86% drafted, and now he's still in 76% of teams. Get rid of him, man. We just said Billy Hartung was only in 50.
Yeah.
Jesus.
And also, if you got your ultimate in your ultimate footy with your deeper benches, it could be worth holding on to there, I would think.
No.
No, it's not. No.
It's not worth it. Just wow. Get rid of him. Maybe. I don't know. If he gets a position shift, he's only going to get one chance at a position shift.
That's true.
He got put on the long-term injury list today.
Okay.
So he's at least eight weeks. At least.
Sell. I've changed my mind.
Just drop, man. Just drop.
Yeah, get rid of him. 8 weeks. Get him after the buys.
Yep.
Oh. Sound like a cutout there. Moving on. Interesting one. Brett Delidio. People have been hitting the panic button on this one just because he pulled a calf muscle or something like that. He'll be out for a week or two. Put him on the bench. He's fine. Hold on to him.
Yeah, I don't think you're getting rid of Brett Delidio in a hurry. I mean, unless someone who has a bad forward line comes to you with a really good offer, I'm holding Brett Delidio.
Yeah, absolutely. Liam Shields, he's 6 weeks out with a busted wrist. He can still run, so his fitness is not going to affect him at all. He'll be fine when he returns, so hold on to him, chuck him on your bench, grab someone else. You'll be fine there, I would think.
Well, for me, it depends more on your league. I mean, if I'm playing Supercoach and I've got a shallow bench, there might be something better than Liam Shields, to be honest. If I'm playing Ultimate Footy or even AFL Fantasy, I guess, because he's such a better scorer in those games, a more valuable player, then I'd be more inclined to hold. But in Supercoach, I'd really probably look to see if I could swap him on the bench for someone else.
Or even maybe trade him off, sell him off, trade him to someone.
Oh, what's his value? Nothing.
Yeah, minimal at best, I would say.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Just if I was playing Supercoach with a shallow bench, I'd look to hit the waivers and see who's around.
Yep.
But in the other scoring format, I'd probably hold him because he's a gun in that format.
Yeah, absolutely. Next one we spoke about earlier, Dane Beams, out for half the year. Put him on your bench, send him on his way with Swallowed. 12 weeks is a long time to be carrying someone, and you just cannot do it.
Wait, what are you suggesting?
Drop him. Sell him. Get rid of him. Something.
But what are you going to get for him?
No, drop him on back into the pool.
Why would you pull Dane Beams?
Yes. You can't carry him for 12 weeks.
You don't think? I would.
Nah. Well, it all depends on your bench coverage, I suppose.
I couldn't care less, man. I'm taking that chance.
Yeah, not for me. Not for me, but I'm sure there are people out there who would.
Well, you're talking about one of the top 10 mids in the game when he's fit.
Yeah, when fit. Knee tendonitis. He ain't running nowhere for 12 weeks. How long is it going to take him to get to match fitness and start pumping out that 113 average?
Well, probably by the time finals roll around.
I consider this year a write-off for him, to be honest.
I wouldn't drop him. I wouldn't drop him because, and I'll tell you why, because you probably drafted him around pick 10, or around round 10, sorry.
10 to 14, maybe?
Nah, no way. No way that late. 12 at the latest. So well, you're not. What are you going to. You need to get some value back for that. You can't just drop him.
Oh, you would, but maybe you just. Depending on what you've drafted. I mean, if you drafted Jared Ruffett as well,
you might. For me, you got to hold it. You've got to hold it. Just because a coach gave a press conference. Man, look at Justin Lepich. What does that guy know? Does he know math?
Three times.
Does he know how to tie his shoes? I bet that guy wears Velcro shoes.
Nothing wrong with that. I wear Velcro shoes. Actually, no, I wear...
Exactly! And you're telling me to drop Dane Beams.
I can't even handle Velcro. I get confused.
Man, you can't... You just can't cold drop him.
I would. Honestly, I would.
You wouldn't have drafted him, though.
Which I didn't.
Exactly.
Oh,
yep. I'll put it this way. I got him in the list.
On the premises of 4-week injury, but 12 weeks, I couldn't do it.
Yeah, we knew he was going to be out 4 to 5 weeks. Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
So, another eight weeks maybe? Maybe?
That's a long time.
It's not like he's had surgery.
Yeah, attendance though. Funny things, but...
What are you reading? Someone else's article?
I don't like tendon injuries. That's a knee injury. It's no good.
Man, I'm rolling. I'm staying. You can't drop him. The value's too good. If you dropped him, I promise you, in 2 seconds, he'd be out of the pool.
Oh, quite possibly. It all depends on how your bench is, and I can say mine's not the greatest.
Nah, the value's too good, man. There you go, listeners.
You cannot decide. 1-4, 1-against. And the next one, I've thought about this all day, Harley Bunnell. Man, I don't know whether to drop him, hold him, or trade him off. I've got no idea.
Oh, you just dropped Dane Beams, so you'd probably just burn him up. I think you got to hold Harley Bunnell, and I'll tell you why.
Because we don't actually know how long he's out for at the moment.
No, because you drafted him knowing he was a risk.
That's true.
If you drafted him without risk, he'd be a top 15 pick. If there was no risk on Harley Bunnell. But you got him later than that because it's Harley Bunnell and there is a risk.
Yeah. Interesting little stat, just reading today. He had 6 soft tissue injuries while at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, look,
We know that, though.
We've said this over the whole course of the preseason. Last 3 seasons, he's played 15 games in each of them.
Yeah.
This is Harley Bunnell. This is classic Harley Bunnell. Okay. If you drafted him, you knew there was a risk. You're not getting rid of him unless you're getting a premium back trade offer.
If you trade, yeah.
Like if someone offered me Chad Wingard, okay, I'd take it.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
But I seriously doubt anyone's offering you that. So,
no, not right now.
The value's just not there to trade him. Once he comes back, plays a couple games, then trade him.
Yeah, that's right. And then he'll do another injury.
That's probable.
And he'll join Mumford.
Ooh, I don't like Mumford. I almost draft him. Anyway.
Yeah. Oh, I think that just about wraps up our Thursday show, Steve.
Yeah, man, I can't wait. The football's almost on. I got some steaks to put on the barbecue, so...
I've got 2 minute noodles. Yeah. God, or pizza. Damn. I might go pizza.
How can you not? I've just said I'm getting steak. You can't have 2 minute noodles.
I can't.
You'd be sitting there eating those goddamn noodles going, Steve, what sort are they actually?
Maggi.
No, but what flavour?
Chicken. It's only chicken.
Oh, plain chicken. No, yes. I like the chicken and corn.
There's chicken and... They still make that?
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind the Oriental either.
Man, I used to like tomato flavour.
What, Oriental?
No, tomato flavoured 2 minute noodle.
Oh, I don't like that.
Oh, you did. I did. Oriental, no. I haven't had that for a while.
No, I like the chicken and corn.
I just chucked some sriracha sauce on it. That's fine.
Hmm. I'm not sure what's up at the RSL. They've started putting way more capsicum on my goddamn Tex-Mex Parma. And
they know you're a fan.
Yeah, I hate capsicum. Listeners, me and capsicum are just... So, hey, actually, that'd be an interesting question. Listeners, what's your favorite, like, different Parma?
Ooh. Classic, Italian.
There's so many. There's Hawaiian. There's...
I saw a breakfast Parma where it had an egg with hollandaise sauce on it and bacon.
What was the other one? I had the one where there was the two sausages on it. I've made it at home where I had nachos on top of it.
Frankfurt and batter one.
Ugh. Jesus.
Eggplant.
Is that the old man's penis, the hot dog in batter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or the crab stick, either which way.
Man, I love a Parma, but some of those Parmas they come up with at the Strange Nights are... just off the chain.
Certainly are.
We're done, man. We're done. I got to get it. I want to go get a Parma now, to be honest.
All right. If you'd like to follow us on social media, please do hit us up on Twitter at the Draft Doctors.
Oh, man, I forgot. I forgot the big news. Sorry to interrupt you, Jono. Did you see they're getting rid of the horses at the game tonight?
No way.
Daryl Braithwaite will still be there, but they had like this trial where horses were going to run around the outside and people were going to hold the flag as they rode them.
Well, let me guess, the horses got scared?
No, the horses went off track because there's like this tiny strip of fake turf where they got to ride.
Yeah.
And the horses went off track and were taking dumps everywhere as well. So the horses are out. Daryl Braithwaite is still in, believe it or not.
Could you imagine that, Dennis Cometti? Jack Riewoldt got off the mark and... in a load of horse crap.
Well, that's someone made that joke, and yeah, that was, yeah. Anyway, whatever.
Yep. All right. If you'd like to hit us up on social media, we will be on all weekend on Twitter and Facebook. That's at the Draft Doctors on Twitter, and you can head over to facebook.com/thedraftdoctors. Hit the like button there, see all our content, and join in the shenanigans.
Yeah, and congrats to Alex who won our Best Team Name Comp.
Yes, congratulations, Alex, with the Salem Titch Trials.
Yep, that T-shirt's on the way.
Awesome. Hopefully you can post a pic on social media for all our followers to see.
Yeah, so if you listen to the show, you like the show, please subscribe on iTunes, tell your friends. We're on Libsyn and Stitcher, but leave us a review. That really helps us out. And ask questions. We love the mailbag section. We'd like to make that a bigger part of the show. So please, if you have any, you know, if you got, we know you love making your own decisions. I do, and Jono, you do as well, but we love sometimes getting a second opinion.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially outside of your league. Like, if your mates haven't got on to us yet, but you have, hit us up. Like, if you're deciding on, say, a JPK or Robbie Gray as your captain,
or a trade.
Or a trade, yep. If you're not too sure if you're getting burnt or what, or if it's fair, hit us up. All right, and I guess we'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, catch you guys.
Bye.